This is 3ABR, and yes, you are tuned to the Otway Health Check. It's 11 o'clock after all. Well, it's a little after 11. We're a little slow starting this morning, but hey, it's community radio and that happens sometimes. In the studio, I have Ann Newton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Into the microphone, please.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. And can we get Emma to say hello?
Hello.
G'day, Emma.
I'll be doing testing.
Yeah, well, we're just settling in, really. So, Emma, you're a first-year nurse, second-year nurse?
Second year.
Second year. A child of Apollo Bow who's come back because it's the best place on earth to live,
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. And we'll be talking to Emma a bit later on. And we're talking to Anne a lot right now because it's Women's Health Month or Breast Cancer Month. Which is it?
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I imagine there's a bit going on locally and all over the state about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be lots of activities, I imagine, organised throughout the nation, actually,
yep.
And internationally, because mm-hmm. it's actually Breast Cancer Month all over the world.
Oh, okay. All over the world. Wow. And so, essentially, that's really an awareness about getting checks, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Just,
an awareness of how breast cancer affects us all in one way or another, and how, I guess, breast cancer awareness and awareness of your breasts and how to prevent breast cancer or at least detect it early.
Because it's all about the early detection and...
Correct.
Yeah. If you get in early, well, it's generally, I mean, look, the number of, anecdotally, I know more than a handful of women who have detected it early and have... had treatment and and they're just living happy.
The survival rates in Australia have increased.
So quite dramatically.
That's great news with the treatment that's available.
Yeah.
And I think exactly awareness of how to prevent breast cancer or detect it early is meaning the survival rates are better because we're getting it early. I do want to add, though, that for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, they're 16% less likely to survive than non-Indigenous women. So for any Koori's out there listening, please come in. Don't be shy to come in and
don't be shy.
See us and learn about how you can prevent or detect breast cancer. And there's information for you too. There's a YouTube video, Lots to Live For, and that's made by Indigenous women for Indigenous women.
Oh, fantastic. And maybe if you're a bit shy, get a mob together and come and get checked out. Yeah, no, it's an important focus. So is there an age when you should be paying more attention to this than...
You can... Breast cancer can happen at any age, but it's definitely more common as we get older.
Yep.
And the target group for the government is 50 to 74 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we really campaign for women when they turn 50 to start breast screening with free mammograms through the breast screen program. You can start screening for free before then. When you turn 40, you can actually have a breast screen, and you can breast screen after 75. You just won't get a reminder every 2 years.
Yep.
And aside from breast screening and getting the mammograms 2 yearly, before you're 40, it's important to get to know your breasts. So you can do that at any age. Get to know your breasts, just get to know what's normal for you.
Yeah.
Feeling how they feel, how they look.
And to be, I mean, that's a huge change from one generation to the next is, just generally get comfortable with your body and understand how it works and how it feels and how it responds, So that's, That's a good and significant change, I think, from the dim dark days when we didn't talk about that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. We're really saying it's really important for you to make checking your breasts just part of your daily activity when you're getting dressed, when you're having a shower. You can look in the mirror, you can feel. And partners can have a role in this too.
They can turn into a fun game.
They can often be very important in discovering changes. And I guess that's the message, that if you get to know what your breasts look and feel like, you're more likely to notice any changes. And that's what we need you to come in and
it's all
see
about
us
the
for.
Changing stuff. Because it's, I mean, that's the same with melanoma, with skin, isn't it? That it's a matter of spotting the change, really, you know, rather than, you know. I remember asking a doctor about a couple of spots. He was a specialist fella, a couple of spots that I had, and he said, "Oh, those, they're nothing to worry about." He said, "If they change, if anything changes, you know, come running." He said, "But it's not likely that they'll change." So you just know to keep an eye on things. So, Emma, do you do lots of health checks as a young health professional? Do you kind of, are you aware of all this stuff, or do you?
Yes, more so within my RN studies, health assessment plays a vital role, and it's something that I actually had the chance to do with Anne yesterday.
Okay.
Which has been a really good experience doing the theory, putting theory into practice. So it's a big part of the nursing role.
Okay. So how long have you been at Otway Health?
So I started in Otway Health in 2013 as a personal care assistant in the aged care. And then a year after that, I went on to do my enrolled nursing studies. And then after 2 years of study, I became an enrolled nurse at Otway Health. And then 6 months after that, I commenced my RN studies.
Okay. So, you're pretty committed to this path, aren't you?
Very committed to nursing, very committed to Apollo Bay and working for Otway Health. It's been, the support I've got through Otway Health has been phenomenal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really accommodating, you know, with doing some of my placement there. Just the mentoring with...
Okay.
You know, we have Brad now.
Uncle Brad, yes.
So he's really good, just to the go-to if you need to talk about anything, even any of the nursing staff there. We've had a huge movement of RNs through Otway Health, and they've brought so much diversity and, you know, the different fields they've all been in to contribute.
And different protocols from different places, I guess, you know, slight differences in the way they go about things. And so that gives you a chance to chat about it. So do you have kind of chats around the coffee machine or over, you know, do you have formal or informal chats about best practice and that kind of stuff?
I guess it would be more formal.
And so it should be, I guess.
Yes. There's a lot of the education movement's been huge. They've really amped that up, which has been fantastic, not just from a student point of view, but from actually working there and just expanding on your knowledge and best practice and all everything that's become new in the health field.
Okay.
So it just keeps you fresh.
So when did this little light start to burn in you about health caring? I mean, if you were a personal carer in aged care, I mean, that's tough work, really.
It is really tough,
especially for a young person.
It's really physical work, which is why it's so important to be in a supportive environment. But I guess I moved into nursing fairly quickly in my career. But during my work as a PCA, I just had a love for it, and I wanted to practice further within my scope of practice. Like, I just wanted to know more, I wanted to do more, and Otway Health has allowed me to do that.
So, that's great.
Yeah, it's been really fantastic.
Did you know about this passion before you were started to work in the area, or did it come because you were working in that area?
I think the nursing side of things developed from working in that area. I wanted to go into the aged care for a little while before I actually studied it.
Mm.
And that came from my grandmother went into an aged care facility.
Okay.
And she had dementia. And I always had that deep respect for the people that really cared for her well.
Mm.
And it was something that I thought, oh, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, I left high school and I had my first baby when I was 19.
Yep.
So I always had that motherly, that yep. role and that instinct. And it, I think it grew from that. Okay. I wanted to nurture and care for people.
Yeah. You mentioned people being well looked after in aged care, and it's good to remember that because we hear negative stuff about aged care.
We do, especially in the media recently.
Mm. Yeah. But in
there's
fact,
been some horrible stuff that has come out.
Yeah, but in fact, a huge, overwhelming number of people in aged care get really well looked after.
They
do. And the people working there are really well motivated. And
it's true. We have to be in that job role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. This is 3ABR, a little thing we call the Otway Health Check. And we might play some music for a minute or two and come back shortly and chat to Anne and Emma.
You haven't really been to Apollo Bay until you've immersed yourself in the colourful local atmosphere of the Saturday morning community market. From 8:30 to 1 every Saturday, local producers and craftspeople gather on the foreshore to present the best of what's grown and made in the Otways. Farm fresh and organic fruit, vegetables, berries, seedlings, free-range eggs, grass-fed beef and lamb, honey, homemade preserves, ciders, locally roasted coffee and delicious baked treats. Handcrafted ceramics, jewellery, photography, toys, homemade soaps, skincare and much more. It's lively and it's all absolutely local. Station sponsor the Apollo Bay Community Market every Saturday morning between the Information Centre and the Surf Club.
Yes, the Apollo Bay Community Market, Saturday mornings. Don't miss it. Sometimes it's a bit skinny on the ground, but there's always something interesting to be had. As the weather gets better, it gets bigger and better. This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on ABR, and we're talking to Anne and Emma, and we're chatting really about women's health, and in particular about breast screen and breast cancer awareness. And we'd like to remind you that at the Apollo Bay Medical Centre, there's cervical screening, breast health, menopause advice, pregnancy care, contraception advice, STI screenings, and continence information and treatment for urinary incontinence. All those delightful subjects. But look, you're among mates, really. So don't be embarrassed. Step up. Because this stuff's important, and any issue at all, cancer's a pretty scary thing, but anything that you address early, if you have some discomfort or some concern, or as Anne was saying earlier, if your body's changed a bit and you're not quite sure what's going on with it, go and talk to a professional, just at the medical practice. And there's a bus.
Yes. Yes, every so often Otway Health organises a bus that women can take to Geelong and have their mammogram at the breast screening place in Jerringham Street, Geelong.
Okay.
You book through Mara Warne or the Otway Health reception on 5237 8500, and the next bus is scheduled for a Tuesday, the 20th of November.
The 20th of November. You can get on the boob bus and go and get your mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And I guess in Geelong, people would stop and have a coffee and have a look around. Maybe do a quick shop or whatever.
Certainly. They have done in the past, and I'm sure it makes it more comfortable if it's the first time you're going for your mammogram to go with other people.
Yep.
Or if you have trouble getting the transport to Geelong, it just makes it a lot easier.
Oh, look, it's better for the planet. Don't get me started. I mean, I was in Queensland the other day, and on the Gold Coast, my mum lives there, so I ripped up to visit a mate of mine who lives in Brisbane. And Brisbane is 77 kilometres, so it's as far from Melbourne as Geelong is, really. And it took me just over 2 hours to get back. And it was a four-lane highway, not a two-lane highway, just crawling and just stopping and just... And I look around and there's one car, one person. I think, hang on, if half of us, shared the ride, hey, we'd all get there faster. But no, anyway, don't get me started about all that. jump on the bus, it's a lot of fun, and it's good for the planet and it's good for your health. Emma, it has been delightful chatting to you this morning. So how much longer will you be at Otway Health?
For study or for
work? Well, for work and study, what do you think?
Well, I hope to be there for a long time. I love Otway Health.
Yep.
And this will be my last placement, as it's always good to go out and expand and get different exposure. But it's been really good so far.
So then you'll go away. So your trajectory will be to go away to some other places?
Yep. So my next stop will be Warrnambool.
Mm.
And then I'm off back up to the Kimberleys for some placement there.
All right. So you like the original stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with all that and hopefully we'll see you back. Obviously it's a great place to work and train.
It is. Okay. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Anne, is there anything much else we need to say? All your, I notice there's a few jobs at Otway Health, a kitchen assistant and a cook, and it seems to be a reasonable, and a communications officer, seems to be a reasonable spot to work, really.
Yes.
So check the news sheet or the Otway Health website and find out about all that. And I know that we normally talk about physiotherapy and podiatry and dental services and all those other things. They're all available. And it's just a matter of ringing reception, and the number for that is
52378500.
Fantastic. This has been another fabulous, wonderful, and slightly informative, no, very informative, Otway Health Check on 3 ABR. Thanks for listening.